Ben shrugged. But we know no message large enough to contain the Maw navigational data Vistara had acquired was transmitted off-world, so she's got to be thinking about how she gets off-world to join her people. And that means a ship. The only ships she could be confident would be on hand are her stolen yacht and Jade Shadow. And she's made no effort to get back to either one. Ben blinked as a new thought settled into place. An unpleasant one. Unless... Say it. She's shown no sense of urgency. Zero. None. Her time spent with the clans here feels an awful lot like a delaying tactic. Meaning? She has no intention of returning to the spaceport for either ship, because the Sith are coming here for her. Luke gave an approving nod. So when she got to Dathomir in the first place, she staged an approach that looked like it might end in a crash landing. But she really just landed. She sneaked into the spaceport, no harder for a Sith to do than a Jedi, and she struck a deal with the best mechanic in port. Here, take my ship, it's all yours. My asking price? Is just enough credits to send off a hypercom message. Very short, easy to encrypt and conceal. Comparatively inexpensive to bounce around a number of comm stations to conceal its destination from investigators, and small enough that it couldn't contain the Maw navigational data. Ben smacked himself in the forehead. Because if only she has the nav data, the Sith have to come for her. She remains valuable. Good tactics for dealing with the Sith, even when you are Sith. So then she runs off into the rainforest to act as a diversion, to keep us away from the spaceport and Monarch. In the meantime, she really gets a good look at the Dathomiri and likes what she sees. She may even run into the Night Sisters first, as you speculated. So she could have been playing the Night Sisters against the Raining Leaves. Ben looked around and spotted Vistara. She was seated with Kamina and Oleana, and was holding Haliava's daughter, Ara, in her lap. They were chatting, laughing. Had they been dressed in modern clothes and surrounded by the trappings of a tapcalf, they could have been a gathering of family members anywhere in the galaxy. Dad, if we're guessing right, time could be very, very short. I know. When the hunters and scouts move out, we need to have someone watching Vistara. Preferably both of us, trading off, so if she detects one of us, she may lose that sense when we switch. Ben kicked another rock and watched it fall. Blast it. I was almost starting to like her.